Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Dr. Jeffrey Copen is our regular Tuesday guest, the chief medical officer at Northwestern Medicine's Lake Forest Hospital. Happy holidays, Doc. I hope you're doing well.
Hey, John. I guess I'll call you King John henceforth, eh?
You better not. I'm not comfortable with you doing that. I throw that crap out there for everybody, but a fancy, you know, important guy like you, no, don't do that.
All right. I was all prepared to be one of your provincial lords, John. So, but that's okay. It's good to know. It's good to know. But yeah, we're doing fine. You know, our hospitals are very, very busy. I think everybody knows that. Our emergency rooms are seeing, most of them are seeing record numbers of patients right now, and it's for all kinds of reasons. It's just a really interesting time we're living through right now.
This conversation is sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Well, I presume it's the big three, right? RSV, the flu, and COVID?
Yeah, so we're seeing less RSV, which we're really happy about. Remember, we've been talking about the difficulty of finding pediatric beds in a hospital for a child who needs it, a pediatric intensive care unit bed. That problem is still there, but thankfully, it's not as acute as it was. Interestingly, we're seeing now in our inpatient population a significant increase in the number of patients who are infected with the COVID virus, but people are not being admitted necessarily because they're infected with the COVID virus. They're being admitted for other reasons.
Oh, and then
it turns out they're infected.
Well,
that's really interesting, and that number has gone up, and that tracks with data we're seeing from other parts of the country, that the amount of infection that's occurring has actually increased quite a bit with COVID since Thanksgiving.
And you folks aren't wearing the face masks in the hospitals anymore, though, are you?
Well, we're not required to by the state, but we all are. Any patient care area in any of our hospitals or clinics, we're still asking that everyone remain masked.
What about this? I'm not exactly sure what the message is, but there's some commercial running saying if you haven't had a shot in 2 months, if you haven't had a booster or a COVID shot in 2 months, go get it again. We're not suggesting that we just get on a revolving wheel of every 2 months get a boost, are we?
You know, I haven't seen or heard that commercial. If you have received the latest COVID booster, which is what we're calling the bivalent booster, you're good to go now. There's not a recommendation for another vaccination after that. So if you've had the bivalent, and that's been out now for the last couple of months, that's fine. You're up to date. If you have not yet had the latest COVID vaccine, I would recommend that you have it. There is more and more data that's coming out, more and more experience, that people who have received that vaccine are not getting sick, where people who have not received the vaccine, particularly older folks, are at risk of getting sick should they be infected with the COVID virus.
I see. What about this? Maybe it's kind of obvious, but will COVID make my flu worse, or will the flu make my COVID worse?
Yeah, it's so interesting. So it turns out once you have one viral infection, if you get infected not long after you recover from that first viral infection, the second viral infection by a different virus typically is less severe. Isn't that interesting? It's as if, and this is really what happens, our immune system gets primed by that first viral infection, and people almost always do better with the second one. It's just one of those interesting aspects of the human immune system.
Yeah, well, I guess that's a good thing. Is it possible to get them both at the same time?
Yeah, that shouldn't happen. You know, really have bad luck, right? Get hit by both COVID and influenza at the same time, nothing is impossible in medicine, but we really don't see that. It's one or the other. Actually, the viruses compete to infect us.
Well, which is the worst case scenario right now? RSV, the flu that's going around, or whatever the current strain of COVID is? Which should I be most concerned about?
I think for every individual, it depends on your age, your baseline health, other aspects of your physical situation in order to answer that. So, for example, RSV has been affecting the littlest among us, the little kids, the most severely, and also older people, like our seniors. Those are the two populations. If you're a otherwise healthy 42-year-old person and you get RSV, it's like having a cold. But if you're on the other, you know, either extreme of age or if you're immunosuppressed, that could be a bad one. So if what you're asking, John, though, is if I could choose.
Yeah, well, I kind of am, aren't I? Yeah.
Yeah. I would say hope you don't get any of it. I don't wish influenza on anyone. And also, by the way, folks out there, our listeners, if you have not yet gotten your influenza vaccine for this season, I don't care how old you are, how healthy you are, any of that, go get it. It's a totally safe vaccine. It's been around a long time, and it will keep you from getting sick if you get infected with influenza. And I've lately seen some folks with influenza A, which is the influenza that's going around right now. These folks were really sick, and they weren't vaccinated. You don't want to be like that. And if you've never experienced a real influenza infection, I hope you never do. It's miserable. It really is miserable. So, and the influenza vaccine will help you from getting sick like that. And, you know, getting COVID, you know, the vast majority of us who've had it, John, and we've talked about this before, mm-hmm. have a relatively minor illness, right? It's a, you know, it's a cold, a bad cold. Sometimes it's flu-y. Yeah. But we do know that there's a group of people who can get quite ill from COVID. And, you know, and then there's still always the risk of long COVID, which we haven't been talking about that much. But there are folks out there who are dealing with long COVID. You don't want that.
Dr. Copin, before I just take a text or two, anything you want to make sure we hear from you today that we haven't already mentioned or asked?
With the holidays coming up, Christmas, Hanukkah, New Year's, just like we talked about for Thanksgiving, John, everybody's got to be thinking now to prepare. If you're getting together with your family, which I assure you are, make sure the family is properly prepared to get together. Always think about that individual who might be at the highest risk of getting sick with one of the infections we've been talking about. Is everybody vaccinated who should be vaccinated? Should people be masked? Should you be testing? Rapid test before you go. Each family, each social group has got to make these decisions for themselves, always keeping in mind that member of the group who is potentially at the greatest risk.
We'll take one call today. Judy, you're on WGN. How can we help you, Judy?
Hi, I'd like to ask the doctor. I, including myself, three other people, were in our 70s, but we're all healthy. Got COVID, did fairly well with it. Within a week, we were all diagnosed with pneumonia, and we got all of us really sick with the pneumonia. Is there any connection?
Yeah, so, Judy, first of all, it's clear you're fine now, and I'm thrilled about that.
It was scary. It really was.
They believe that the COVID was the cause of the pneumonia, because you can get pneumonia from COVID. And
my doctor
was that the
didn't
situation
seem to know.
Something else. They thought it was something else.
Yeah, she didn't know if it was COVID-related or just coincidental.
Yeah, so it's possible, particularly in, you know, in people in their 70s and older,
yep.
after having a viral infection like COVID, to get what's called a bacterial superinfection, which means on top of the viral infection, you then are at risk for developing a second infection with a bacteria that can cause pneumonia. And that might have been what happened to you and your friends.
Yeah, and we
see that a lot with influenza.
So, yeah. Oh, it was, we were all, I mean, I especially, I was so sick.
I'm sorry to hear that.
The COVID was kind of nothing. The pneumonia was the killer. Ooh.
Yeah.
Don't say that.
And that can happen after viral infections, like I said. So thankfully, you're well now. And now you got that good immunity to the COVID. So good for you.
And good for all of us that we got Dr. Copen on our side helping us out from Northwestern over at Lake Forest. Let's do this again next Tuesday, Doc.
Look forward to it. Everybody take good care. Bye-bye.
He always says that. Isn't he a great resource for all of us? Dr. Jeffrey Copen, Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern.